What happened in the third quarter?
I would have made
like everything could go wrong, went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, they were getting cut. I mean, we played better. Not taking nothing away from them. They play well. They were getting basket cuts and everything was working for them. They took advantage of us playing our dumb mistakes.
Do you think there was a chance before the
I did. I mean, we was out. We got it to like four with like 4 minutes left. I mean, it's definitely a chance. I mean, we just couldn't pull away with it. Missing free throws that we definitely should have made myself. But we got it close. And we was fighting. I mean, in the fourth quarter, we just said the guys that coach put in at the end, we just said to ourselves that we had nothing to lose. They was going to be on their heels. They had the lead, and it was pretty much just ready for the title right now. So. We just had to keep working.
At one point, did you start to believe that you could actually pull this
out? Definitely. We got it to four minutes left. I mean, we had that confidence, and we wasn't going to let up. We kept playing hard, and we got to the free throw line. We just couldn't convert.
What to you was the difference? You had a long stretch in the fourth quarter of great basketball. The middle two quarters totally different.
What was the biggest difference? I didn't even play much in the first half. I had 3 fouls, and coach didn't start me in the we getting out of the third because of those fouls. So I wasn't out there, and when I got back in, we was going down, and things wasn't going well. We was all playing bad, and in the fourth quarter, I think we all got going.
Is it like the ultimate dream of a player or the ultimate nightmare to have to cover Kobe?
It's not something you want to do. If you can have it your way, I don't think you would pick it. I mean, he's one of the best players in the game. And he shows it each and every night. He comes and plays hard no matter who he's playing against.
What was your mental approach to?
Just don't give in. Don't get frustrated when he's making shots because he's going to make some. You can't get frustrated when he makes because he's just a great player. So, I mean, I just said to myself, if he makes, I'm still going to do the same play, play the same hard defense. If he keep making, then I'm just going to have to deal with it.
Was there a point in there in the future this might happen?
We got it. Or we might have it.
To win?
That's your point that you thought, yeah, you were going
to
do it?
Yeah, I mean, we got it to like four with like 3.5 minutes left. So, I mean, it was definitely a chance. I mean, we played hard and we got it back in there. I mean, people could say we ran out of gas, but I wouldn't say that. We just didn't convert at the end when we could have missed a couple key free throws and things like that happened.
You know, you had that crazy comeback in college. You know, you came from way back on Arizona. Does that
kind of
feel like that
for you? Definitely it did, because it felt like we getting it. The guy was making shots. Scott Fazio made some shots. John Lucas played very well tonight. He came in and gave us energy, and he handled the ball well, and he made those guys hesitant because of his speed.
Did you sense they were nervous there that it got to the point where they kind of thought the thing had slipped away?
Yeah, because they fell on their heels at the end. I mean, I think it's safe to say that they was up 20. They felt like they was in control of the game. I think they were ready for the final right now.